In family law cases, mediation aims to improve relationships, but if there are allegations of violence, you think the time for talking might be over. Not so in the ACT, where couples, despite allegations of violence, must first attempt mediation before a court will grant a permanent family violence order. Philippa Spence is a deputy registrar at Canberra's Magistrates Court, and she says despite some misgivings, the ACT's unique approach is actually working. Philippa Spence is speaking to Damien Carrick.
An order will generally say that the respondent is to stay within 100 or outside of 100 metres of the applicant, is not to contact the applicant at all unless, for example, it's in relation to the health or welfare of the children, if there are children involved, basically to try and minimise the contact that they both have to have.
Okay, so family violence orders, they have a number of names in different parts of Australia. We call them, some people call them intervention orders, some people call them apprehended violence orders, you call them family violence orders. Now, around Australia, how do these sorts of family violence matters normally proceed through the courts?
Well, normally in the other jurisdictions, they will proceed through the courts with the police or the applicant applying for and being granted an interim order, and then that matter coming back either for mentions or towards a hearing. So it's basically through the litigation path and it will always be dealt with in the courtroom.
So to get your interim family violence order made into a permanent family violence order, you need to have a court hearing. But the ACT alone in Australia has a different process. How is it different?
Well, we're the only jurisdiction in which we have mandated mediation or shuttle mediation conferencing. So once a person has an interim order, then both applicant and respondent are required to return to the court at a later date in order to have their matter conferenced. And the way in which that happens is that both parties turn up to court. They turn up to court in separate areas of the court. They're put into separate rooms, and a deputy registrar will conference the matters back and forth in a shuttle-style mediation in order to see if there's any negotiation or any agreement that can be made between the two parties.
Just to be clear, this mediation isn't about having an applicant, normally a woman who's fearful of her security, sitting in a room with a man that she's terrified of. This is mediation, but in two separate rooms with a mediator shuffling between the two rooms and communicating that way.
That's right. And basically it empowers the parties to determine the conditions of their family violence order rather than have an order imposed on them by the court from someone who may have only had 15 minutes to hear their matter or a bit longer in order to assess their situation. It reduces the cost of attendance for both parties because both parties generally turn up unrepresented. They don't have to pay a solicitor to represent them in such a mediation or conference. And it basically enhances the court efficiency in that we resolve most of the matters. In fact, it's over 90% of the matters at this stage.
Can I play devil's advocate? I mean, when you have allegations of violence, maybe we want the law to impose the best outcome rather than have people sort it out for themselves.
Well, a final order by consent without admissions, which is agreed to between the parties, is a legal document. It is a breach of which can be enforced. It's a criminal offence. So if they breach that order, they're still looking at potentially a criminal charge for breach of that order.
That's Philippa Spence, Deputy Registrar of the ACT Magistrates Court, speaking with Damien Carrick. And you can hear more about that interview and that issue, the ACT's unique approach to family violence orders, on the Law Report this afternoon at 5:30, right here on RN.